Shulam Samach Gimel Tesva Vada Eitav Shem Reis, March 10, 1982, on Wednesday.
I'm Sarah Samach, Vigas Kashi. And Vigas Kashi, on this case of series, case of says the Kashi, sees that our Chel, the Apostle of Mosul, that says, is based upon the concept of Zochim, and sees Zochim because he's only the Rabbanon, so then the whole Deus is only the Rabbanon. So one Moshe in Jesus is in Anan, it's on the other. How can the Chachomi be Misakim, come to the Raise? They can, because Hakune is called in the Mandoma, that yes, here we are Chachon Adonai. That's one Moshe. Second Moshe in the here, so Zohim is with Raise. All right. Now, in Tisa says the Kashi, assuming that Zohim, that according to the first Moshe in Jesus, that Zohim in Deus is only Rabbanon, so how can we visualize it? They are talking Midrash. So this is the Teretz, we can visualize the connection with Midrash Nisgayo. So Midrash Nisgayo, no intelligence. So our biggest Kashi is, the Gemara in Yehovah is the Kashi. We show you Mandoma, Udaliyah, the Chimei, so we understand as to why Midrash Nisgayo has no intelligence. Because he doesn't require any fear of his own. But according to Mandoma, Udaliyah, Labir, Chimei, so you guys consider as an entity, as a governor. By itself, so the male, why is not his own tefillah? So he should require his own mice tefillah. And the tefillah that is carried out by the mother, so the group of the mother is interposed between the mayim of the mikveh and the group of the uga of the fetus. So the mother says, no, it's not a tzitzit. It's not a tzitzit, because higher than Messiah, that's the nature of the thing. So that means, so Abdullah is the kasha. That means that if we say Udalavia Chimei, so a Nupea, so when the pregnant woman is Misgayeres, so actually it's two Deus, it's a Deus by two people, by the mother and by the fetus, who is hidden in the group of the mother. But it's not a Tzitze because Hanukkah Messiah. So that means that the Uka, the fetus, undergoes a Deus by its a separate Deus. So maybe it has to be based upon the law of Zohim. So if Zohim is the Rabbanon, but Zohim is the Rabbanon. So again, it's out of which we look. It's out of which we look. So the Chavriya's Kashi against Tesis is, what Tesis says is all right, they call it Mandoma, so then it doesn't require any separate feeling, any separate deal. Call it Mandoma, who they are, Labia, so then it requires his own feeling, his own Deus, so then it has to be based upon Zohim, and according to the first Moshe in Tetzves, Zohim in Deus is only the Rabbanon. So how do we have a Yakotnen? We see from the Gemara in heaven, there is such a thing as a Yakot. So, and then there is an issue in Yehovah's, that if a Mubaris was Misgayeres, if a Mubaris was Misgayeres, and then she gave birth to twins, so then the two brothers are Achim Rei, and they are not Achim Minor. In other words, there is himself, Ishisach, and everything. If it's based upon the Aloha of Zochim, and Zochim is only the Rabbanon, so how can there be a Chiyuv Kores or Ishisach to mimic? So it is obvious that Tesis couldn't say that only a little Mandoma are the two guys are here. Or Tezikash. So one territory of Chaim is on the basis of Kibush. But the territory of Kibush, that is not a contortion. That's true according to Rambam. It's true according to Rashi. Not according to Tezis. But other territory is that even if we say Uga Labia Rachimei, so it doesn't mean that he requires a separate deal. But he becomes a Gea through the Geos of the mother. He becomes a Gea through the Geos of the mother. And then there is Rakhai doesn't discuss it in the Sefer. He doesn't discuss it in the Sefer. But in the Sefer he discusses Shichu, Hamishachreya, Eshichose, and he says, Hariya Paschere, in God of Heaven. So there's that. So it's a right to come to Rambam. So there he says, in regard to Shichu, he says, so in Adavurche he also mentions the same thing is true of Deus. But he doesn't discuss Abdullah's Kashi here in the Chiddush Rambam. But in regard to Shichu, he says the same concept. He mentions the same Yisod, that even if we say so she becomes mishuchah through the matter. The blood, the fetus becomes mishuchah through the matter. All right. Anyway, so he says that by geus, even if we say but the geus that is hal on the fetus and the blood is through the matter. But if we say uba yarachine, so the uba is like a leg of the matter. So if the leg of the matter, if a woman is misayares, so she doesn't require a separate mysitrile and the leg. I mean, it's a geos. It's a one trile and the whole book. But so if we say uba yarachine, so he doesn't require, the uba doesn't require a separate mysitrile. If we say Uda Labia Achine, so the Uda is considered as an entity by itself too, so maybe it requires a separate Maizitvila. But the Geus is how through the mother. It's not that he is misguided himself. He becomes a Gea because the mother was misguided. But since he is an entity by itself, he is not completely a limb of the mother, so maybe a Maizitvila has to be realized under Uda. But once a Maizitvila is separate Maizitvila is realized on the Uga, then the Uga becomes a Jew through the Geus of the man. The Geus of the man. So the Melee doesn't have to be based upon Zohar. He doesn't have to. Oh, so the Melee follows, I mentioned it last time, that even according to Mandoma, Uga Labia, suppose a Uberes is Misgayeres, and then, after the Geus, so she gives birth to a boy. So the boy doesn't require mila. He requires mila like every other Jew, but not with the Azeus. In other words, the boy will be a Jew even without mila. Because if we are going to say Eschabim, he assumes that if we say Ugalav Yerachimei, then it's mamish, two geos, bivasachas, two geos bivasachas. And it's based upon Zohim. So naturally, if she gives birth to a boy, so then the boy has to have mile, and without mile, he will not be a Jew. But if we say as Chaim, that even if we say Ugalavia, so he only requires a separate bicycle. But once a separate bicycle was realized on the Uber, then he becomes a Jew through the gales of the mother. So even if he's a boy, the mother became a geyeres before the child was born. So the mele, when he's born, so it's like it's a Jewish boy. So even if he doesn't undergo mele, so he's a no, but he's a Jew. He's a Israel boy. We have to say that. Now, on that point, that is not so kosher. Now, the halacha is, there seems to be a machlokes between the Ramban and the other shem. The Rashbo and the Ritvo, they say that Bereshit is Gaia. So it's no Yitzorach Pile, Vorto Yitzorach Pile. So not only no Yitzorach Pile. If the Bno comes, Bno sometimes means a son, and sometimes Bno means a child. So when we say no Yitzorach Pile, if she gives birth to a God, but if she gives birth to a son, so the Ramban Shifu is that the son requires a mile. And the Ritva says, no, since she was in Gayeres, as while she was in Gayeres, so mile, even if it's Lakishmai is Gayeres, that the fetus is a boy, he doesn't require a mile because he's like a king. As long as he's in the mother's womb, he doesn't require a mile. He's like a king. So he requires a separate by spirit. But he doesn't require them. The Ramban, however, so he deduces from this Gemara that even though at the very outset, so the mile has to take place before the tefillah, that's only b'chatchila. But the Eved, even if the tefillah will take place first and then the mile, so it will be effective. And the Rai is Muberish and his guy of Noitzorach Tefillah. Noitzorach Tefillah. So the question is, if she gives birth to a girl, all right. But suppose she gives birth to a boy, so then it requires healing. But the healing is after the healing. It says no, it's all healing. So even if she gives birth to a boy, So he doesn't require any new tefillah. Why? Because the tefillah at the time when the mother was mutaris with him was good enough. But he requires milah. So the milah is after the tefillah. So he said, Aye, that the eved, even if the milah is after the tefillah, it's all. This is what Ramban says. Gemara says that when a ger comes to the Israel, so first we are out, and then we have to wait until he's cured of the mila. He's cured of the mila. Once he's cured of the mila, then we are tailor. Nisrape, that means I'm on the base. Nisrape, Madbili is in Yah. Muhammad, Lomo Mashle is in Yahdu, Trio, whom we have Yomet. After all, there is a locker that we shouldn't be Mahmoud's in it. We should understand the performance of music. Now, we are not supposed, we're not allowed to grab daily. And even when the egoi comes and says he wants to be misguided, so we have to discourage him. Maybe he's not ready to be misguided. But once he sees that he's ready, we're not allowed, you know, to postpone it. So here, why does Bezdin postpone it? Why does Bezdin mali first? And then they have to wait, let's say, a number of days until he's cured of the miracle. Maybe weeks, who knows? And after that we make the feeling. He's ready to be Mizgaya. Let him be table first. And then immediately after the feeling, be Mali. So he will to be the kind of mitzvah more quickly. Why are we mashing mitzvah? Vishemo, so the Ramban says it first. Vishemo mitzvah lomil varakahi. So even that is a shemo. Perhaps we have feeling. It's a mitzvah first to be Mao and then to be table. So that's why we are mashing the mitzvah. Iname, kidney sham, kosher olom, molin is a trilo, kidney shim, daite nefe, nifres. Daite nefe, nifres. In other words, the reason is why, in other words, there are two machines in the Ramban, as to whether the reason had trilo in being mauli first, before the trilo, it's abgeos. One version is the Shema Mitzvah or the Varakakhutel. In the Seder Ageos, there is a Chatfile, that the Mila has to precede the Fila. And the second version is no. In the Seder Ageos, there is no Chatfile. But for a different reason, we do it. Kidisha Mila Koshawa, Momin is a Chilo, Kidisha Dante Mitri difference. Because the Mora says Koshin Gil is Oil Kisatahas. That doesn't mean that we are not happy with the Gil. If somebody is a real Gea, a Gea is in Shemayim, we are very happy with it. That's a tremendous thing. But unfortunately, many of the Gea are not really adapted to Kedushas Yisrael, not adapted. So then, they are a source of trouble. So that's the reason is why when somebody comes to Mitzvah, we have to tell him, Marli so is Gaya, we Jews are being persecuted, it's not so pleasant to be a Jew. So the melee, that's the reason is why Chachomim or Misaki, that first we should be Malu, and then be Tehu, because if we are Malu, so we have faith, maybe he'll decide it's not worth it to become a Jew. It involves too much sacrifices, too much faith. So that will be a relief for us, so that will show that he's not really adapted for Gushas Yisrael. Mashenkin, if best were to be Magdalene first, so then, and then be Mali, so after we Mali and he feels the pain, so maybe he'll be sorry, but it will be too late. Because once he's this guy, it's like a Jew deciding he doesn't want to be a Jew. So because of that, Chachomim only say, hey, that first he should be Mali, and then be taken. So really, the period of recuperation, so will be a test period. Whether he is really adapted for Gushas Yisrael or not. So that means mitzad the Seder Ageus, that Tfilah could be before them. According to the first version, so mitzad Seder Ageus, we have Tfilah, that the Tfilah has to be before the Tfilah. According to the second version, no, mitzad Seder Ageus, it wouldn't make any difference. But very differently. Umiyu in Tobal Hakmo, Harizia. But suppose the Eben, he was first Tinveil, and then he was Mao, so the Eben is good. Adam Shem Bachim. The Lushna Mila with Fila, the Lushna Fila with Mila. Teda, that we know we come to Fila for all, the Eir as we bearish it on law, no Zor Fila. Bari Kibba Fila Mila, or say, in Zoharu, Bari Mima Bito in Zor Fila. The Gemara says, no Zor Fila. So, since, so it includes a son too. In Zor Fila. So that means, and he has to be Mila. But the Tfilet preceded the Nilet, so it's a Rayet, the Nilet, it's certainly right. So the Ramban is who the Shayyas says, well, the Chathila there is in the Sidanios. According to Moshe, it's for a different reason that the Chathila, we have to be Maulim first, and then the Tfilet. But one thing is sure, that the Nilet, it doesn't matter. And the Rayet is, from the Bereshit, it's Gairo, no Yitzorchil, no Yitzorchil. So the Ritva, the Rajba and the Ritva, the Rajba is not Moshe, but the Ritva doesn't have his two shayas. So the Ritva says, Shuye mitzvahs v'shayim, v'kena, lomo mashin eisei v'meilu b'tchilo v'hamtena chi yitzchapi, yadbiru b'tchilo same kashe, the Ramban raises, v'yeish leima, ki shuo oreil, in tchilo m'yeles, the havelay ki kegel v'shere v'yodeh, that will be there now. The reason is why, we are now first the gap, and then we are Tevei, because if we were to be tabling first, and then we now, so the Tevei, while we still in all, would be good and good. As long as the person is in all, so the Tevei is no Tevei. There that it's not. We take that, the Halikeach Kirli Min Akum, Shetzrichim Hadri, Ulhadri, Angola, Kidemes. We have the Akola Kedemis, 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 he says, he mentions the Raya, if somebody buys Kedemis from Nakum, so he has to realize the Kedemis in the Kedemis, he has to realize the Kedemis in the Kedemis, so first he has to be Magra, and then he has to be Kedemis, not the other way around, and even though over there the Akola is not Magra, go on there, but here it's not, anyway, so the Mitra says, that even the Akola is Magra, if the Tfila took place first and the Mila later. Avraham Ban Kosav, Avraham Ban Zal Kosav, the Bilele bin Tobal ki the Mila also the Tfila, the Rayim da Mila kam and kill the Oru, the Eres mu Uvera she top lok no zol Tfila, Van Pino Yoso, Afilu Mando Madugala, the Erechimu, Kim Kosfu, Ksas, Rabbi Seinu. So, we say it's ומרן הרם דוח הרי הזו. אני לא רואה את זה. דישן עושה. דכשהו בני הנה יאים במילה. והרי הוא כניקי בו. דיסג עלי בפירה. וכשני לה דמי לנו. וכשני לה דמו מנסה. אין לי על עצמי ישראל שהוא אור. דיבלה בו חנאנו או ישראל הוא. בכל שצורך מילה בשור גירוסי עם קיבות הו. בכל שצורך מילה בשעס גירוסי עם קיבות תפילו למילו. חזר כן. So he is חלק הנרם. He mentions the regular separation. I mean, so, and he agrees with him that the ordinary gear, if he had the thriller before the mirror, so then he has to have another thriller. Again, because the thriller before the mirror is null and void. Is null and void. And, but how the Rambam sky it? That the air is good from the version of sky of moon sort of thriller, so that means implies even if she gives birth to a boy, the answer is very doesn't require. There he doesn't require any Mila out there. He requires Mila like every other Jew, but not in Tzadeus. Anyway, so what the Ritva says certainly accords with what the Chaim says. But the Rambam says that the event period before the Mila is alive, and the Rai is from Udarshan is dialogue. If the Rambam is agreed with the Shittel of the, if the Rambam is agreed with the longest of the Chaim, the thief if we say Udala, the Elchimel. But the Gehus is half to the mother, so why should he require Mila? Why should he require Mila? He became a Jew because the mother became Jewish. So, with Mu, it's Mashma from Ramban that he holds that if we say Utala Yerachimi, so then he requires a separate Gehus. And he says, in so many words, that he has to have Mila when he's born. It's a Gehus. So then this will be based upon Zohar. So the Kerevi one, the Bobes, is the Kashi, according to the Ramban. So why does the Gibor and the Bobes in Pirko all say that Mugarash and Iskaiwa, the Yoga Tain, she gave birth to two twins, two brothers? So there is a Nisar of Ishesach, the Chiyuv Kores. There is no Yidin because we are not Achim at all, we are only Achim Miloheim. But there is a Nisar of Ishesach. It's based upon Zohin. How could there be? And they become gay after they are born. After the Miloheim cannot take place while they are still in the mother's womb. Cannot take place. Maybe today it will be done. But anyway, he is not. The Ramban is not referring to that case. When I say maybe it could be done, so it could have been done in old times too, but I mean the Ramban does not have reference to such a case. When the delivery takes place while the fetus is still in mother's womb. So that means that until the delivery takes place, they're not Jews. So when does the delivery take place? After they are born. How could they be considered as brothers? How could they have a relationship if they become Jewish when they are already detached from the mother's womb? So why are they considered as mothers? Alright, so that's the kasha of the Kerevi. Now, and it seems very strange to say that according to the Ramban, if an Uveres is Yisgayeres, and then she gives birth to a son, so the son becomes a Jew only after his name. Now, there is a Gemara in Chiras. Now, I once discussed, I think, did I discuss it here or I didn't discuss it here? Maybe I didn't, I don't know. I might have discussed it in other shit. The Rambam about Shlomo. Did I discuss it right here? No, I didn't. Now, this is also important for understanding the Gemara of Yaakov and Magdil in Sardas Bezik. Now, when somebody comes to be misguided, so what three things must there be? Mile and Kabbalah Sintas. And if the woman is misguided, Mile and Kabbalah Sintas. So the Rambam says, if the Gimu Miluches is so revealed, how are you about it? Al Yawla al Dait Choshe Shichina Mishiyah is Israel. וישלוי ממלך ישראל, שיקרו ידיד על השם, נוסו נושים נוכי את בגיוסו. אלא עשית אדום הכך, שהמצווה המכינו, כשיובי יעדיע ויעדיירס, וינסגייל, בית כינה חרוב שמו בגלל מומן שייתר, או אם ישלו סחור שייסקרו, או אם פרחחת, בו ויקון ישרידס. ומישהו בית כינה חרוב שמו אינו בנוס על בלי של יויץ. ומישהו בית כינה, שמו ימרו נוסנו בבוח בחור מבחור עם ישראל. אם הוא ימצא למרו, מציעים מדין איזון כבד ולהירו, ותריח שיש בסיוסו, על עמי הערוצית כדי שיפרוס. אם קיבלו ולהפירסו ורואו איזון שחוזרו מאבו מקדם איזון, שנמה בפירה כי מסמץ עשי, לא לחס איתו, ותר דרידה ורלב. לפיחו, לא קיבלו בסטים גירים כל מיני דובים ושלמים. מדובים שמו מנתחת חוזרו, ובמשלם לישמו בשביל המלכוס והחילו והרדילו שהויו בו ישראל חוזרו שכל החיצר מנעקו בשביל דובו מהב מלאילו אין אם גיר יצא ואף על פי חיינו יוגיר עם הרבה מסגייר ומגדול עם משלם בפני יגיטיס ולא יובס נעבוד וחישי שלהם לא ידלכי לישום אחר שטוב בו מקומוקי ולא ימכר בי לישום עד שתירה החיסו. So what is Rambam saying? That if somebody comes to the Mizgaya, so Bezdin has to make sure that he's Mizgaya in Shemayim, that he doesn't do it because he wants to marry a Jewish girl, or if a man comes to the, or if a woman comes to the Mizgaya, so Bezdin has to make sure that she's not coming to the Mizgaya because she wants to marry one of the Bachur in Israel. And then he really comes to the conclusion that he is really interested in becoming a ger, then we have to really come. So he says, "Lifichoch lekibu bezin gerim kol meidovim shleimei b'meidovim shemu natachat chozru u'meshleimei shemu b'shvil amalchus v'atimo v'atimo shorim kol yisroel chozru shekol achizem u'ma'akum b'shudobo mehat l'yailom in him here at it." It's a very sharp expression, in him here at it. If somebody is misguided because of mehat l'yailom, because so to tend to indicate, if he is misguided because he wants to marry a Jewish girl or he wants to marry Bachur Yisrael, ain't it gonna say? The Abba Pichain, when you give him how many misguided and you don't be the shrimp with me a day. Well, you best not want to hate his land. We did him so much to talk to him, we call him okay, we will come in so much to hear a chisom. We fish a gear shrimp in Russian dinoso, we can shinche, gear of dinoso. But I don't want to do as we hold the hill or the Lord of the Bezdin Gilum, Koshwana Kosum Kirin Akum Yisrael. The Rambam started with his expression. He says, Al Yal Al Dai Koshishim Shin HaMishiyah Es Yisrael, O Yishrein HaMelech Yisrael, Nosh 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 Yisrael. It's inconceivable that Chinche married Goy. It's inconceivable that Shlomo married Baspari while she was Goy. It's inconceivable. Of course it's inconceivable. So he says, but he did marry, so that means they were misguided. And you don't desire, so then it depends. If the Geirus was a Geirus, okay, so then the answer is the Kasha. How is it possible? But if the Geirus was not Kasha, so there remained Goyim. So how does he explain this a seemingly difficult phenomenon of Shimshen marrying the Goyim, of Shlomo marrying the Goyim? So the Rambam says, Ufi Shekia Shlomo Noshim Vinosom, Yichel Shimshen Gia Vinosom, Vadova Yedua Shom Yichotzu, Ewa Vishvodova, Vroya Alpibes Nihil, חושן הקוסף כלים עקב וביסור עליהם ואין שיחי הספר על פילוסוף שנהיים לסכומים שלהם because בס פארי ולמין לבדס על גזור אין נפל יהיו and then the Rambam says גאו של ריבות כבר או של ידוע המצרים ויון שם ובואו ביטוב או מפנגים לגיד הרי זה גאה אף הוא נדע שבשביל דוב או מסגאיה הוא ירובו ביטוב יוצא בכל העקב יחיד שישים ליד שיפו יוצא כוסף ואפילו חוד עבור בדקו, הראו כי ישראל מוגה של פישון פיש, ומצווה לאחר זה רבי דוסי מהחשתו ונעשת בישראל, ולפיחו, כי מושים שם, ושמינו משיסיין, ואף על פי שניקלו סיין, ואף על פי שניקלו סיין, אף על פי שניקלו סיין, שלא נראה את זה. So the Rambam asked the question, how is it possible to say Mary Bastari? So he says she was misguided. But, so why does the Pasuk say that she married the Goye? Because she was not really the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, because she remained in the very same resort. So, hello, Lakosu, Kirei Nahum. So the question is, so it's much more from the Rambam Shike, that Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not Nahum. It's not Nahum. Because if we say, Teitze Shike is that Kabbalah's mitzvahs is Nahum, and Teitze Shike is a conqueror, takes a shit in the Kabbalah's mitzvahs is even more humble than Nilay Tvira. Because Nilay Tvira is Naki, but Gimel is not Naki in Nilay Tvira. Suppose a Gera will be Maulim Sam, Shaloy Bechnibes, or will be Tengel Shaloy Bechnibes. As long as the Kabbalah's mitzvahs was with the Shlesha, so then is a Gera there. Masha'im King, the Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not with the Shlesha, so then is no Gera. So according to Tetzves, Kabbalah's mitzvahs is ma'akib yiras. According to the Rambam, Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not ma'akib yiras. Now Tetzves as the kasha. Tetzves as the kasha in Chul, in the beginning of Chul, in regard to the machlikes, tanoim, as to whether kusim yeremesim and kusim yeraroisim. So Tetzves as the kasha, why does no man don't say kusim yeraroisim? Why? Because as a Mishem, as a Rikim, or you remain Vesalei, or you remain Vimor, if you have Vizore, then you remain Vizore. So because of that, so they are here always, and they are not Gerim, but the more the Vome says, Kulim Gerim, here always, here Chalemes, Kulim Gerim. So we see that even if somebody is misguided, not with Shemayim, but he wants to ward off the Sakoni of Aroyes, of lions, so he's a good girl, so he's a real girl. So why does one time say the Kusim were not Gerim, they are the Din of Purim? So Tosfos says, when does the price say in Yevamos? That Giravoi is in the Chalumis. So, that is in the Mamesh, was a common case, and it came from the Jew. But the motivation was not the Shem Shabbat. He did it in order to ward off Davos. Davos, the Sakona Davos. Mashiach, the Kusim. So even after the Gaos, they remained idol worshippers. So remember, the Gaos is not in the Gaos. Then this is in the Kashi Moresha. Even the Kusim remained idol worshippers, even after the Gaos. So why does the other time say that Kusim here? I'm saying that we passed like that time, except that the Chachomim in the later generations were misaken that they should have a din of Akkad. But in the Rai say they have a din of Jews. But they remained in the Yahweh. So things they say is, Shuv Nisgayu Gamma. Now what Tosfos says Shuv Nisgayu Gamma doesn't mean that they went through another Gaos. So why does Rabbi Adonai say that Gilei Ahoyes? What he means Nisgayu Gamma at the beginning, the first year, let's say, or the first few years after the Gaos, they remained the Yahweh. But then, in the course of the lifetime, they became Shemanitzes. So the Melech, according to the Matthew Sikhi Rebbe, say, as long as ultimately the Gea becomes the Shema Mitzvahs, so the Melech, that means there is Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. Because according to Tosfos and according to Rambam, according to all the Shema, Kabbalah's Mitzvahs does not mean lip service. Lip service, I mean, can be, you don't have to pay money in order to give lip service. So every year can say, I'm undertaking to be a committed Jew, and then what will be the end? He'll give $100 to the JUA. So that doesn't mean that he is a committed Jew. So Kabbalah's mitzvahs means commitment. That's what Kabbalah's mitzvahs. It means commitment. So the way the Shita of Tosfos is this. If a girl will be this guy, and the one big Kabbalah's mitzvah. So even if there will be Kabbalah's mitzvah, but it will not result in a different kind of behavior. In other words, the behavior pattern of the year after the Gaos will be the same as before the Gaos. Then the Kabbalah's mitzvah is mere lip service. So it's no Kabbalah's mitzvah, it's nothing. So it's null and void. The machlokes between the Tanoim in regard to the Kusim, so some Tanoim say Kusim Gaos, and some Tanoim say Kusim Gaos. So the Mitzias is that the Kusim immediately after the Gaos, they didn't change their behavior pattern. They remained in Arizona. But in the course of their lives, so they became committed Jews, they became Shemir Mitzias. So the Mandor Mao says, Kusim Gaos, he says, in view of the fact that immediately after the Gaos, they were still in Arizona, so anyway, the Gaos was it was null and void ab initio at the very beginning. So, if they became Shema Mitzvah, so they had to go through Gaos again, and they didn't go through Gaos again, so they were remained void. The Mandor now says, Kusim Yerem is saying, so he says, as long as the Gaos ultimately results in a Shema Mitzvah, so then retroactively it's a good Gaos. And we pass like the Mandor now that Kusim Yerem is saying. So that means, according to Tosfos, now most of the, I mean, that goes without, everybody knows, I mean, that this is a fact, that most of the Gaos in America, most of the Gaos in America, probably 80%, at least 80% of the Gaos, I mean, and I'm not guessing, everybody knows that this is true. So most of the Gaos that are carried out by Orthodox Rabbanim, so the Gaos, according to Tosfos, the Gaos is new and void. As if nothing is taken place. According to Tosfos, I'm not saying according to everyone. But according to Tosfos, it's new and void. But some Gaos, so even though at the very outset they remain the shadows and everything, but ultimately they become Shema Mitzvahs. So then, according to Tosfos Shite, so since ultimately it results in Shema Mitzvahs, so retroactively, the Gaos is the Gaos. That's the Shite of Tosfos. Why? Because Tosfos Shita is that Kabbalah's mitzvahs doesn't mean lip service. Kabbalah's mitzvahs means commitment. Now, if the Gea says he's Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and he remains a committed Jew, he becomes a committed Jew, so then, there is Kabbalah's mitzvahs. But he says, I'll be good Jew, and there is Michal Shabbos, the same way as he did it before the Gaius. So it just lip service, so it's nothing. So it's really without Kabbalah's mitzvahs, without Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So even there, it's not a good Gaius. That's the sheet of thesis. According to the Rambam, now the Rambam says, Al Yala Otaitcho, Sheshimshin, Hamashiach is Yisrael. Oy, ich will mir nach Israel, ich nicht kommen wieder in Schäden, dass ich noch machen, noch hier die Gewissa, dass ich noch hier die Gewissa. So, I see that over Kachu, that when somebody comes to me in Israel, so you have to make sure that he really wants to be a Jew, to be Mikabu Mitzvahs, to be a Shema Mitzvahs. And so the problem with Gaspari and Brilo was that they did not become Shema Mitzvahs. So that's why it's hello about Kosu. Kiwi Nakam we saw him. But still he says, Umifiho Kiwi Shim Shay, Ushlayim Shisayan, the other Pishan Yigosi. So apparently the Besdin did not force them. Besdin did not tell them to send away the lives. So the Gilus was hard. So Moshach, the Gilus was hard. Why is hello about Kosu Kiwi Nakam we saw him? So what's the Rambam? And then the Rambam has certain expressions. Shekolachit ze min ha'akum yishvudobo mahavu yoyilom hini midir ha'tzedek. And then he says, Ve'afa pikein ho yigirim ha'odim yizayim yidobim yishvayim v'yigrits v'yabez nagodu chesh yishvayim v'yideichi neisom acha shetobu mikomokim v'lo yimikavu neisom acha tira achisom. So the best nagodu did not say anything about that. They waited to see how will they end up with what? In other words, whether ultimately they'll become Shema Mitzvahs, or ultimately they'll not become Shema Mitzvahs. So, did Bas Pari ultimately become Shema Mitzvahs? No. Did Lila become Shema Mitzvahs ultimately? No. So why does he say, U'pichoch ki u'shim shen u'shleimei u'sheseyem v'av al-pi? Shen he was Eidon? So it was Nirach Nisom. Bas Pari set up altars for that result. So why did Rambam say, Al Yalal Daitcho? So he did marry Baspara with Yusuf. And then he says, no, we'll be lucky in Shin Shin Shlomo. This is the Akhim Gosilom. So obviously, the Shikas Rambam, the Rambam is very confused. The case of Shikim is that without Kabbalah's Mitzvah, so there, the Deus is null and void. The Rambam Shikim is, no, there, it's not now. And he is there, even without Kabbalah's Mitzvah. And Kabbalah's mitzvahs means commitment. So it doesn't make any difference whether there is no Kabbalah's mitzvahs or there is Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And the Gea says, I'll be a good Jew, I'll observe the Torah, and then he remains and maybe I'll resolve. So that means, in final analysis, there was no Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So, but the Gea is, even without Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So why is Hello Bakosu? Why is Hello Bakosu? Kiyu Nosim Noshim Vidi Yusuf? But the Deus is hard. Now, in Gemara increases. Now, the halacha is that when a girl comes to the Mizgaya, this man dies. So he had to undergo three things. Milet, Milet, Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, and Avos Kol. So how can we be Mizgaya Gehri? There is no Kol, there is no Bisamidosh. So Gemara increases says, because the Torah says in the parasha of Gia with the Resechel. The Resechel, so that means that Deus is made even when the Bisamidosh is not Kaya. So the requirement of bringing the Korban only applies when there is a Bisamidosh. But if there is no Bisamidosh, so in Gia doesn't have to bring the Korban. That's what the Rambam says. Bishlei Shadvorim Nechusu Yisroya Kerimu Nechusu Yisroya Nikriz Bilele Utfile Nikor. So then he says, V'chein u'ideus, ki sheni otzer ha'akum yukonis u'kriso yistik u'tachitam v'yashkele, v'yikablo ala peyotero, so v'chein u'utrilo v'atzo asko. So he says, ma'ukom ha'gea, eivaz v'heimo ishtei teiru ishtei v'yeino, u'ishtei meiro, u'pizman hazeh she'en shokom, so v'chein u'utrilo yo sh'nibone v'samidu sh'yomikom. Because, so you more learn that because we play seichel, so that means if there is no v'samidu, so you can become a full gear without the call. But Bisman Bisamidosh, he wouldn't become a full gear without the call. Suppose Bisman Bisamidosh, a gear was in Skyrim, a mile, 3 meters, he didn't get the call. So he's still a gear, But the Gemara that this in Chisa says, "Niula yule bikole loyishol." La yule bikole loyishol. He is not mutel in kones bikole. So the Shmuel says, explains. Rashi doesn't say anything. What does it mean? La yule bikole. So the Shmuel explains it. He is also to marry Bas Yisrael. His man abides. If he gets will be his guy, and will not do bikole, he cannot marry Bas Yisrael. So that means we have such a thing. That someone is a gear, is a soil, a whole lot, except he is not allowed to be bobbiko. Let's say this man abides, a gear, a millet, a couple of speeches, but he didn't bring it home, so he's a gear. Yes, because his soil is a gear, a whole lot, but he is also a nichnas become. He is nichnas become. Now, so what does it mean? What does it mean? Why is he also to be nichnas become? So apparently, there are two separate things in Geos. There are certain things that affect Geos. Affect Geos. What affect Geos? New affects Geos. Three affects Geos. Without which, you cannot become a Geos. Without me, without you. Now, there is, how do we know that in order to become a Geos, we have to go through new and three? Because we learn it out from the others. We should reach a problem if we see soil in Greece. The mila utvila yikom, mila oisom yitzchayim, utvila oisom yitbo, okay, matatim. So we learn it out from the others. The other is the voice that we need mila and tvila. Now, the Blazer says that the Eved, one can become gear with mila alone. But the Yeshua says that the Eved, one can become gear with tvila alone, without one. Even then, can the Eved become gear? It will be in soil off. Neither like a Blazer, nor like a Mishu. Now the question is this. According to Rabbi Yeshua, or according to Rabbi Blazer, that a man can become a girl with you alone without feeling, but the Chachile, he certainly has to feel it. So what does it mean? So what does it mean? It's a Chachile in Rabbanu, no, it's a Chachile in the Reis. Chachile in the Reis. But the Eved is not now. So what kind of a Chachile in the Reis is it? So in other words, we have two halachas in Geos. There are certain halachas in Geos that affect Geos, without that are indispensable for Geos, without which you cannot become a Jew. And then there are other halachas in Geos, not that they are indispensable to Geos. They do not affect Geos, but there are things that the Geos is obligated in our Torah to do. So, now, so everybody learns out the halachas. Bishlish and Roy Nichols is for the police, the Mila and Tila become everybody. And the blessing is also made that the Gera when somebody is dying, so he's the Chilev in the Raisa to undergo the Tila and undergo Mila. But the blessing holds, he's the Chilev in the Raisa to undergo Mila and Tila. But suppose he doesn't undergo Tila, just Mila, he still becomes again. But since he's the Chilev in the Raisa to undergo Tila, so the Gabi Nichnas Bikol, the halacha is that as long as he did not fulfill the imperatives that are incumbent upon him, namely to have tefillah, so he's also not going to be now Kol, that's the distinction between Kol, now we pass from the Chacham, the tefillah and tefillah affect Yehus, but Kol doesn't affect Yehus, he can become Yehus without Kol. But Kohen is one of the things that the Ger is not able to do. And if the Ger fails to do what he is obligated to do, what the Ger was imposed upon him, so then he is Miukef loving Kohen. He is also loving Kohen. He is also loving Kohen. So that means in regard to the Iser of loving Kohen, of Mrs. Chatima, that's the Iser for Enochim to Bobby Kohen, Mrs. Chatima. So a Bismana Bayis, if he didn't really call, so he's a gear of Cholat Roy. But in view of the fact that he has a chiyuv to bring him home, so as long as he hasn't fulfilled the chiyuv that is incumbent upon him as a gear, so the melee is not allowed to be loved in call. So he's not in due in regard to the Iser of Reis Yisrachu. That's the aloha. That's what the Gemara says in Jesus. That the gear of Malabayis, if he had healer and healer, but he didn't bring it home, so he's there, but he actually may have become. So why? Because Kol is not a thing that affects the Geos. It's not in the sphere of Geos. But that's one of the things that is incumbent upon Idea. So the halacha is that in order to be what we call, he has to fulfill all the mandates that are incumbent upon Idea when he becomes Idea. So the Mele, Tvile, according to the Blessed, or Mile, according to the Yeshua, even though it's not the Yachim Geos, but it's not of lesser value than Kol, according to everybody. So Kol doesn't have the Geos, but Kol is one of the things that the Geos has to do. So Mele, Tvile, according to the Blessed, or Mile, according to the Yeshua, he doesn't have the Geos, he can become a Geos without it. Without Mile. But that's one of the things that the Geos is mechuyeh to do. Not only as a Jew, as a Geos is mechuyeh to have. That the Karmel raises against the Ramban. Ramban says that the Tvile can be played before the Mile. The Chai is one of them. The Chai is from the Beresh and his guy of knowing so the Tvile. But that means even if she gives birth to a boy, but if she gives birth to a boy, so it still requires Mile. And the Mile will take place after he's born. So the Tvile preceded the Mile, so it's a Raya that the Eved is not now. So the Kamehla is the Kasha, first of all, it's much more than the Kamban, not like a Chai. So if it's not like a Chai, so then the Kasha of the Kamehla is a very strong Kasha. And then the Kamehla is the Kasha against the Kamban, if we say that in the case where she gives birth to a boy, so he becomes a Gea, only after the Mile. So why does the woman want to say that the Mugarish and Skywalk know the taming? So the two brothers, so they have a din of HS Ochel Mine. He's hired, one brother is hired Alenches Ochel, Kores. See, if he divorced, the other brother divorced already. So he's still hired Kores. But if they come there in only after the Mile, so the Mile, there is no kumne between them. Why do they consider them issues? Why do they consider them as brothers? So I think that Ramban is also making what Kabhan says. That the Aloha is where she is guy of Mitzvah Tvile. So even according to Mandoma, the two Galavir Tvile, so he requires only separate Pais of Tvile. But the Geos is how to the Geos of the mother. He doesn't require a separate Geos. Through the Geos of the mother, by virtue of the fact that the mother became a Geos, so the child, the fetus, also becomes a Jew. So it's not based upon Zohar. That's why, so even without Mile, he'll become a Jew. Because the Geos is how for the Geos of the mother. So what kind of riot does Ramban have that even if the Tvile takes place before the Mile, so it's still alive? Because here the Aloha is Mubarash and Tvile of Meitzor Tvile, even if there is a bad, not a bad, so it doesn't require a new Tvile. The answer is, but besides, there are two alochas in there. One aloch in there is there are certain things that affect you. That's Mila Tvile. And the other aloch of Geos is not that it affects you. But these are the things that the Geos is not going to do. Now, going back to Shiva's Rama, about Shlomo and Shimshin. So he says, Shimshin, Allah Al-Dai Koshi Shimshin. But why? They did not become committed Jewesses, Vashpare, and Lila. So Mele, all of Akosu, till Noshinochim Yusom. He says, so what does it mean that Kabbalah's mitzvahs was lacking? According to the mitzvahs, if Kabbalah's mitzvahs is lacking, so then the Geos is doing the body. According to the Rambam, Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not lacking. Mila Tvile is lacking. But Kabbalah's mitzvahs, according to the Rambam, is analogous to Kol Mizmarabais. What's the halacha by Kol Mizmarabais? That is the Geos of Cholad Vorim, except Yevshav Elimeyot Kol. Ligabe, being Nichnas Likol, so he does not have the food which is Israel. But the whole Shoah Dvorim, He has bridges his soil. So, maybe Kabbalah's mitzvah is like gold. Kabbalah's mitzvah is not a thing that is indispensable for the Jews, but that's one of the things that the Gyar is going to do. That's his primary obligation as a Gyar, to become a mitzvah, to become a committed Jew. So, maybe if he doesn't comply with that, so he's mukev v'lor, he comes before. That's why the Rambam says, Hello, Akosov, Kulinosov, Nochim, Yusov. But he goes to Shizim. So, maybe once he married her, he doesn't have to be lost her. Even he was in Bichal, so for each beer, Shlomo would be higher thoughts. If somebody is, the Rambam Shikin, even Bitsine, if he's Bola Nochis, even Bitsine says higher thoughts. But since the Gios was Chal, so maybe she was not in the Erebus Chal. But he was not allowed to marry her, so he didn't show it to but he did marry her. So maybe he was not required to divorce. That's why the Rambam says, so in other words, briefly, according to the Rambam, Kabbalah's mitzvahs is analogous to Kol Mizmor HaBayis, to Kol Mizmor HaBayis, or to Tefillah according to Rabbi Eliezer, or to Milah according to Rabbi Yeshua. So they are not the things that are indispensable for Gerus, but they are things that the Ger is not willing to do. And when a Ger fails to comply with all the mandates that are incumbent upon him as a Ger, so he is also out of the Nichlas Bikol. Now, in regard to the kasha against the Chai from Ramban, it's mashma that Mubarashim is Gairo. No, it's all fear. But if she gives birth to a boy, so he requires Mila, and the Chai means that the Mila is aligned, even though it is preceded by the Tila, but the question is, for the Gairus is how to the Gairus of the mother, so the Ramban can agree with that premise, that the Gairus is how to the Gairus of the mother. So that means the Mila is not indispensable for the Geus of the Yehuda, because he became a Ger through the Geus of the mother. Even according to Mandoma, I would allow you to make. But since there is another halacha, there are certain things that are incumbent upon a Ger. One of the things that are incumbent upon a Ger, so the Mila, how did we say according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says that top out of the mall, so the area is a Ger. But Rabbi Yeshua is made that he has to have Mila, and if he doesn't have Mila, he's also Lokei Bikol, because Tefillah is one of the things that is incumbent upon a Ger, even if he'll become Mila is one of the things that is incumbent upon a Ger, according to Rabbi Yeshua, even though he'll become a Ger without Mila, with Tefillah, according to Rabbi Yeshua, but it's still as important as Kol Mizmor HaBayis. So what's the law of Kol Mizmor HaBayis? If he may come, he's also going to be called. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, if he gets had Tefillah, not Mila. So he is a Ger, but he's also going to be called until he has Mila. So the Mila, this Moshe Bereshit is Gaia. So he became a Ger to the mother. He's a Jew. But since he's a Ger, so it's incumbent upon him to have Mila. It's a Deus. I don't mean just it's a Jew, but it's a Deus. So as long as he doesn't comply with that mandate that is incumbent upon him, it's a chaos, so he's also going to be called. And the Gemara says, Luberashim is dying of one sort of delay, it means he doesn't have to have another delay. He can have a delay and then he's not already called. Right? So it's a riot. That the event, even if the delay took place before the delay, so it's also considered as a good delay, as a good delay. And it doesn't require in order to be married, to marry Bas Yisrael, to go through it Tefillah again, after the Mila. That's what Rambam means. The Rambam doesn't mean that without the Mila it will not become. Alright, so with that way we can explain it.
But the regular Gea, if he just has Mila, and no Mila, of course, it's a good example.
Because it's true that here it's only a question of what it calls, not to make any gap, of what it calls, but if you got to what it calls, if you got to become a gap, so the order is lacking. The order is lacking, and so you got to what it calls, the order is also lacking. And here the Gemara says, Mubarak is guy of knowing something. And he, once he has Mila, he's allowed to marry Bas Yisrael. He doesn't have to go through a Mila again in order to marry Bas Yisrael. So we see that in regard to marry Bas Yisrael, the order is not lacking. So in regard to affecting those, the order is not lacking either. That's the Ramban's side. But the Ramban is made it that even if he will not have Mila in the guy, he'll still be a Jew. Because he becomes a gear for the heroes of the month.
And a regular heroes with only tefillah before the mila, he does not have all the conditions.
Any gear at Yom Kippur, but he doesn't make a difference whether Yom Kippur or Yom Kippur. That's what I'm saying.
Rashi mentioned that maybe if he was mal, I was still an Uber.
Right.
He says the Rabbi's not talking about the case when he was mal, I was still an Uber.
Yeah, that's right.
Even if he was not allowed to throw it over, it wouldn't help. He would be no and mal. Still have
right.
No and mal is not considered a yom.
You mean because the mila is before Shemini Yom?
Yeah. Not even yeah. Before Shemini, even if he did it, I'll see
it. That involves another child. All right, you're right. That involves another child. Suppose the yom mal, before Shemini Yom, means the mila and mila or the mila is not the mila. It's another child.
I think
we got the errors. We got the tumor, and normally it's not allowed to eat tumor. Suppose you are mad. Before she went, can you give him tumor? It's another shot. That's another shot.
Whether he's considered the mole.
Can you give him from the confessor? Now what he means that even if somebody is new at mode, but if he doesn't get after the plant, he cannot give him from the confessor. So the shadow is whether before
he
can
recognize.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought mentioning in the Gorn of that funny thing. The person is a matter of everything from somebody who's an Arab. And even also on somebody who was born a Mosh.
Yeah,
because of the he meant by all what? That's right. One mission that even if he
don't. The mission is gone.
Well, that's what he said. That he brings a riot that a person who's born
a Mosh
is not an Arab. He brings the riot from a membership in Pigadur Mosh. It says,
Obviously,
Noah wasn't considered an Orah, because it says Tom, the Medrash said that Kodesh Baruch Hu wouldn't have spoken if it was an Orah.
Yeah.